Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. For although you have hidden these things from the wise and the clever, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to the disciples in private, he said, Blessed are your eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but didn't see it, and to hear what you hear, but didn't hear it. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Again today helps us to focus on the dispositions we need in order to live Advent well, to live the Christian life well. The Gospel, the Church has us focus on the conversion we need, that unless we convert and become like little children, we will not be able to embrace the kingdom that comes. So Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he exultantly praised the Father for revealing the greatest mysteries to the childlike, that has been the Lord's will full of grace, to reveal them to the childlike. Unless we're childlike, we won't be able to perceive them. Jesus was pleased with that. We need to have childlike simplicity. We need to have childlike wonder. We need to have childlike trust. We need to have a childlike dependence. Without these, we're not really going to be able to appreciate what's happening. The great temptation for us always is to be a grown up, to start to focus so much on our problems that we forget that they're not all ours to solve. The simplicity of a John the 23rd on his prayer saying, Lord, it's your church, I'm going to bed, so that we're not overwhelmed by what comes. But with childlike wonder for the fact that God is with us in the midst of it all, with trust that he cares about the things we care about more than we do, with a sense of poverty and dependence, that we've got nothing in our hands, but we need to have everything filled by the Father, as St. Therese would say, in our treatise on spiritual childhood. All of these things is what God seeks to reveal. The latter half of this gospel, Jesus is trying to wake us up to appreciate just what we have. I think in some ways it's only the old who would be able to appreciate what Jesus says here. The young can sometimes take things for granted. They think there's always going to be cotton candy around. They think there's always going to be a meal. They think they just have what's there and don't see how extraordinary it is. But at the very end of life, Jesus is able to say things like, Blessed are your eyes that see what you see. So many of the old-timers say, I never thought I would ever see in my lifetime. That's not something a four-year-old says. But what happens when someone with age appreciates with childlike wonder the gift that has come is that person becomes younger. So the type of longing that God wants us to have in Advent is featured here. Many prophets and kings, those who are most famous, those who are most blessed in worldly ways, those who are most blessed with spiritual charisms, they long to see what you see, didn't see it, hear what you hear, but didn't hear it. We could continue with St. John, even touch to live Advent well, we need to stoke that longing. Advent is a season in which we focus on our desire and how burning our desire is for the Lord. These eyes, these ears, this whole sense of awareness, this childlike simplicity, wonder, trust, and dependence are seen and necessary for us to appreciate what the prophet Isaiah says in today's first reading. It's a messianic prophecy of what's to come when the shoot from the stump of Jesse arises. A little bit about that image. Jesse was considered his family tree, a firm tree. But then there was David, then there was Solomon, and right after Solomon, the tree was chopped down. Wasn't obliterated. There was still the stump there. But it was chopped down. And there was this prophecy through Isaiah that a shoot with new life is going to come. And what's going to be the characteristics of that shoot? He's going to have the very spirit of the Lord. Wisdom, understanding, counsel, strength, knowledge, awe. And he's going to do things differently. He's not going to judge by appearances or decide by hearsay. He's going to be just. What's he essentially going to do? In order to understand this, we just have to get this one key. He's going to right the wrongs of original sin. So the ways that we treat each other with injustice, he's going to fix. The disharmony that is common to even the animal kingdom, he's going to fix. The way we treat others like Cain, he's going to give us the opportunity to start to treat others as they deserve to be treated from the beginning. The wolf shall be the guest of the lamb. He goes through several things that we would never expect to see in the kingdom. But he's going to bring it about, Isaiah prophesies, provided that there's cooperation. Now, if we go to the zoo, we're not going to see this yet. Can't be unrealistic. We won't see it yet. We're still going to see a little bit of the survival of the fittest in the jungle when it comes to animals. But there is supposed to be a mighty transformation that occurs in human beings, that we begin to play with each other. If you go to refugee camps, kids don't ask whether they're Christian or Muslim. They just ask if they can play together. They don't go back to the Crusades. They don't go back to what happened in Mosul or Karakosh. They play together. They don't notice if somebody's black or white or yellow or red or anything else like this. There's a simplicity there in the children that the shoot from the stump of Jesse wants to return. There's something really beautiful at the end that Sister Bridget brought out in the way that she read it. For the earth shall be filled with knowledge of the Lord as water covers the sea. That there's going to be such a vivid awareness of the presence of the Lord that this is now going to be capable. Today we come forward at the beginning of this Advent. And that spirit that was on Jesus, he wants to send on us so that precisely we can be filled with ever greater longing, an extraordinary awareness, not only of childlike qualities, but far more, that we are beloved sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father. Whom Jesus, after the resurrection, to very old people on the seashore of Galilee calls figlioli, not just children, but little children. That's what the resurrection does. That's what Christ's triumph accomplishes. How blessed are our ears for hearing the word of God today. How blessed are our eyes to see within a few minutes the Lamb of God, that shoot from the stump, who came in to accomplish all that was prophesied. How blessed are our tongues and our throats and our digestive systems and our entire body to become one with our Savior. May we be filled with childlike wonder and gratitude, like on the day of our first communion.